Talking today with Michael Kelsey, Cattle Industry Convention 2018, getting ready to kick off in Phoenix. Michael, you know, we've got to have, I know, a good group of Oklahomans go. They always enjoy Phoenix. What are some things that you're going to be paying a special attention to this week during all the meetings, all the committee meetings and policy sessions?
Yeah, this is a big time of year for us in the cattle industry on a national basis. And you're right, when we come to these national conventions, it's an opportunity for all the states to come together and compare notes, if you will, and look at different issues. I think there's going to be several things that we're looking at. Obviously, with the first year under the belt of the new administration, kind of looking back, okay, what have been the successes? What are the challenges that we see forth? I think one big issue that we're going to talk about a lot is trade, making sure that we shore up beef trade, both from an opportunistic standpoint, what opportunities do we have, as well as protecting what is good and profitable for us now. So I think we're going to have a lot of discussions on trade. I think the environmental front's going to give us a good bit of discussion as well. I'm anxious for some of the sustainability. There's a great forum you're actually going to moderate, but I'm anxious for some of those types of discussions. Again, as we continue to move forward, McDonald's announced today that they're going to open 1,000 new restaurants worldwide. They're the largest U.S. beef producer. How do we work with those partners to make sure we continue to position U.S. beef very positively, promote increased demand? Those are some of the types of discussions we look forward to participating in.
Sure, you'll be getting a few questions from some of your colleagues on some of the things going on in our state. Obviously, our beef checkoff vote, and then also the conviction and sentencing in the embezzlement case.
Yeah, we'll need to update our partners on where that's at. Most of that has been put to bed in terms of the sentencing phase and so forth. We just finished up, though, the OIG complaint that was lodged by some of the checkoff adversaries. That continued, and so we had to work with USDA, the OIG division of USDA, if you will, to answer some of those questions and so forth. So we need to share some of that information with our colleagues on what, where, and how, and so forth. But you're right, to continue to move the checkoff forward. The checkoff is just it's one of our crown jewels in helping us continue to promote beef demand. And so we're going to talk about how we strengthen that. You bet.
The policy session you just wrapped up at Midwest City, your thoughts about, you know, what came out of that?
It was a great opportunity for good discussion. You just really never know how what the mindset, if you will, of folks when they come in. It's why you have those meetings, so you can develop policy. We spent a lot more time on industrial hemp than I thought we would. And that's it's a kind of a first blush issue. You go, what in the world are we talking about? But there may be a great opportunity for a new forage there. And so we want to make sure that we do that right. Obviously, in the context of the species, the plant species, it's a volatile topic. But we've seen some preliminary research that there may be a forage opportunity there. So, again, it's an opportunity for producers to get together and talk about how do we handle this as an industry correctly. And, of course, the big issue for us, or one of the bigs that we talked about, was the step-up plan. And us coming on support of that, excellent discussion by our members and leaders about that, and trying to say, or saying, we want to be a part of the solution. We want to try to help Oklahoma do what we can in the pasture, if you will, on the ranch, to help the state of Oklahoma move forward. We know there's some of those pieces that are not related to cattle production, but there are some that are. And so we want to be a part of that solution and seeking those solutions. And that's what they said in that. And so we're glad to be a part of that. But that was the big discussion. I think it was a great success. Look forward to next year's.
And in the case of the Step Up Oklahoma plan, you kind of the mindset was, support the broad objectives. The devil's in the details as far as some of those individual proposals.
That's right. And looking at what is in it, there's some pieces that aren't in play yet. So we know that there'll be pieces relative to health, relative to energy, relative to income tax, and then some of the reform pieces relative to SB 640, the 75% requirement, and so forth. Not not all of those pieces are exactly laid out in terms of the details. So we understand that some of that's going to come on, and we're going to have an opportunity to debate that and discuss that when it comes on. But you have to look at the overall motive of the package, and that is, let's secure roads and bridges. Let's secure education. Let's secure a stable footing, if you will, in Oklahoma, and move forward together rather than trying to pick off one industry or another. It's important that agriculture be a part of that discussion, protect what is sacred to us, if you will, and also promote what we can do to contribute to the overall economy, because beef industry is the number one agriculture sector, if you will. So we're part of the big economic driver of this state, and we ought to be part of the table discussions, and that's what we wanted to do with that move.